Polk County Republican Adam Putnam is in his ninth year representing Florida's 12th congressional district in Washington. But the hard-charging representative, who in 2006 became the third highest-ranking Republican in the House, is now going through a career change. He's still a politician, but after the 2008 elections, he resigned his post as conference chairman and announced shortly afterwards he would not run for re-election in 2010, but instead would become a candidate for agriculture commissioner in Florida. Putnam was in downtown Tampa today to give a speech at the University Club, sponsored by the legal firm of Gray Robinson. In his address, he spoke about the concerns he has about the Obama administration's plans on reforming health care and on a cap-and-trade energy bill. He also spoke critically about food safety.
But the regulatory systems for checking these new items coming in from overseas, checking items that are homegrown, checking items that are processed, has failed us. It failed us a year ago when the FDA publicly accused tomatoes, including Florida tomatoes, of being the source of a foodborne illness, which was incorrect, and it wiped out an industry for an entire season. It failed us in Georgia plant on peanut butter, which led to such a crisis of confidence that Jif peanut butter was running TV commercials that didn't say kids prefer Jif 2-to-1. They didn't say we're a better value for your food dollar. They said Jif is safe to eat. I mean, that's a fundamental crisis of confidence when that's the best that Madison Avenue can come up with. And so, on a bipartisan basis, we're working to reform and modernize our food safety network so that across the board, from the producer to the consumer to the ultimate, to the finding its way onto your plate in a restaurant or in your home, there's a higher level of confidence in what we're serving here in the United States. And that requires, frankly, not only a national effort, but a global effort.
Politico.com reported on Monday that Republican House Conference Chairman Mike Pence from Indiana handed a series of talking points to GOP members as they headed home to their districts for the Memorial Day recess on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her comment that the CIA misled her in their 2002 briefing about enhanced interrogation techniques. We asked Congressman Putnam about that.
I believe that what she said about the CIA was troubling. If she believes that the CIA lied to her, then we need to have a full investigation and determine that. I mean, policymakers rely on truthful information from our intelligence collectors, and so she made a very serious charge about the CIA, a charge that was rebutted by the White House and by the director of the CIA. And so that's a very serious issue. The fact that I didn't bring it up today is because I didn't think it was really an appropriate issue for a business luncheon.
So liberals have been saying, yeah, let's investigate all what happened in the early part of this decade regarding enhanced interrogation techniques and the like. Are you in favor of that?
Look, I mean, there has been a bit of a reversal in terms of the calls for investigations since this. And the bottom line, I think, is that people have come to the conclusion that she did not intend to accuse the CIA of lying. And if she really did intend to accuse them of lying, then we've got a problem. But the fact that she has sort of walked back from that statement, I think, means that everybody is ready to focus on supporting our intelligence collectors to get us the best possible information to keep Americans safe, to prevent future attacks, and to continue to be a strong military, economic, and moral force in the world.
Yesterday, Polk County State Senator Paula Dockery said she might consider running for governor. That's despite the wishes of State Party Chairman Jim Greer to not have a contested primary in the governor's race. And it follows Greer being admonished by local state parties for attempting to have them unite behind Charlie Crist in the U.S. Senate race. Putnam said it's par for the course.
If you have a party primary that's about ideas and about a vision for the state and not about tearing each other down, I think it's a very healthy thing. The concern, obviously, is that in a tough economy and a very expensive state, it drains resources from the candidates, but you know, the important thing for party leadership is to urge the candidates to keep it clean and keep it about ideas and put the best foot forward in terms of their vision for the state. Party chairmen always try and manage the field. You know, Slade did it for Bush, and you know, I mean, Greer's not the first guy who's tried this, and he's not the first guy who's had his fingers burnt trying.